That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to the lunar eclipse in Libra that really starts tonight, but it's going to be tomorrow. It's at 6 degrees, and I want to talk about it because there's a lot to say. So this week starts out with a massive onslaught of intense cosmic energy, but it will dissipate rather quickly. It's crucial that we align our energies with the unfolding cosmic rhythm coming out of the center of our galaxy. Although April's total solar eclipse is getting all the media attention, this eclipse, this is a partial lunar eclipse, is no less important, and I'll explain to you why it's so important as we go along tonight. The lunar eclipse tends to bring in hidden emotions to the surface, as well as endings. Consider the current balance or imbalance in your life between Libra's relationship desires and Aries' need for independence, because that's the axis that we're on, Libra-Aries. If you have lost yourself in relationships or become excessively in the alone mode, this eclipse will help you make adjustments. Libra is associated with peace and Aries with war. Be diplomatically assertive, practice general exercises, and pay attention to those new and intense energies now, because there's another solar eclipse in Libra in October. And that's why this lunar eclipse is very important. The solar eclipse will be at 11 degrees Libra on October 2nd, almost exactly in the same location of this March lunar eclipse. Be aware that the energy activated within you now will come up in a bigger, more visible way in October, and that's because of the strength of the eclipse, and that's the difference between a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse. A solar eclipse is always stronger. In esoteric astrology, Libra helps revolutionize your value system so you can live in a higher balance. And Aries helps you communicate right action. Prepare yourself for a cosmic reset. We've talked about a reset all over the world, but we're having one in the cosmic energies, whether you like it or not. This eclipse tomorrow will unearth some cosmic truths for you and will guide you to shed the energetic baggage that weighs you down. It will open your heart chakra and some of the new spiritual chakras that vibrate within your soul. Your authentic essence, the universe is calling you. Are you ready to listen? Libra, the diplomat of the zodiac, the sign of the scales, embodies harmony and finding common ground. Libra appreciates art, history, fairness, legalities, and creates a sense of partnership. Libra energy is the peacemaker among us and bring while adapting to an understanding of multiple viewpoints while encouraging a sense of togetherness. So, you know, it's funny what I used to say about Libra friends. They were always shallow. They were always a friend when everything was good, but they take sides, and they take the side of whoever is in the room with them. So they'll agree with one person who might be fighting with the other person, and then as they go see the other person, they'll agree with them. It can be very frustrating with Libras. That's because their desire for peace leads to indecision, avoiding conflict, and the unhealthy habit of suppressing their own needs to keep everyone else happy. This eclipse forces us to confront the less glamorous side of Libra's energies. Are we sacrificing our own authenticity for the sake of maintaining a false sense of harmony? Well, here comes the reset button. This eclipse carries a potent energy that accelerates change, and it will feel like a full moon on steroids. The portals will open that will reveal hidden truths. It's like revealing your shadow side or the shadow side of others. It will shake loose anything that's not built on a solid foundation. This Libra eclipse will shine a bright light beam on our relationships, highlighting the good, bright, or not so good dark side. And many partnerships may face a dark side and a turning point. Old friendships may fade, and we could even see a radical change in the way that we relate to ourselves. Okay. Who will get hit the hardest? Play close attention if you're an Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, or Libra. These are the cardinal signs, and they carry more karmic responsibility with the soul in this lifetime. Again, that's Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, and Libra. The eclipse energy creates a more challenging energy for your sign. You will feel this eclipse with a heavier intensity, and growth is being served, along with a side order of discomfort. For Aries, Your usual outspoken and impulsive style may lead to conflict. This energy asks you to slow down and be aware of your impact on others. For Cancer, healthy boundaries are your theme. Are you giving more than you're receiving, especially emotionally? It's really time to create balance. Capricorn, your relentless worth ethic might be harming your personal life. That's bringing the work home from the office. You know what we always say? When you leave at 5 o'clock, you leave your work there and you go home to your family. Capricorns have a very hard time doing that. Libra, prepare to examine your closest bonds. Do they truly support and uplift you, or are they based on some outdated dynamics? This eclipse calls for a serious assessment of priorities. Even if you're not one of the heavily impacted signs, don't think you're off the hook. This eclipse asks everyone of us to take a look at our relationships. Do certain relationships feel draining? Are you holding on to a romantic connection that's past its expiration date? Perhaps the biggest question is, do you treat yourself with the same love and respect that you would extend to others? Soul contracts, karma, and the path of this eclipse illuminates them. Its path can pierce the veil of the mundane, and it will reveal all the hidden forces that shape our relationships and guide our soul's journey. And I think that is so exciting, because the more we know about our soul contracts, I think the better we are. This is the perfect time to explore the potent concepts of our soul contracts and karma, and how this particular eclipse offers a unique chance for profound self-understanding and liberation. Before each lifetime, your soul gathers with your 9 masters, your master group. There's 9 of them. And they create a blueprint for you to experience on Earth. That is as you are preparing your new life. You're preparing to enter the planet. Soul contracts are designed to facilitate lessons, to clear old patterns, and ultimately accelerate your soul's evolution. And that is the result of these sessions and eventual agreement to help the soul to grow and accelerate and refine its vibration. Every lifetime is about that. The people you will interact with, from family to lovers, from friends to foe, are often carefully chosen before you're born. And that is unbelievable to be realized. But they are. And some of them are brought in magnetically from the pull of the universe. And I have to explain that to you. I'm going to write a book about this. This Libra lunar eclipse, being a part of a lunar cycle that began in April of 2023 and spans until 2025, and it has unique transformative power. It's like several chapters in a book leading up to a major plot twist. Events, encounters, and emotional triggers that occur during this period of time will reveal profound lessons encoded into your soul's history. The transformative element in this eclipse has the unique ability to pierce the veil of our conscious mind. Like a celestial key, it unlocks a chamber within, revealing the hidden truths and potent wisdom that often lie dormant and beneath the surface. And sometimes during the lifetime, you never get to them. you never get to handle them until the next lifetime. But this particular eclipse is bringing it all out into the open right in front of you now. The introspective and harmony-seeking energy of this eclipse invites you to take a journey of self-discovery, attuning yourself to the whispers of your deepest knowledge, the whispers of the soul. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take our break to listen to the weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on PBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of March 25th through March 31st, 2024. A lunar eclipse in Libra on Monday calls for a sincere commitment to a stable foundation. This is an intense day with a massive onslaught of powerful energy, which will dissipate away by nightfall. On Monday, March 25th, the full moon is at 5 degrees Libra, and it's linked to a very powerful lunar eclipse. The energy picks up on recent events and calls for a serious examination of the changed conditions. A phase of consolidation now begins in which we must create a more stable community and personal situation. Allow these energies to free you from suffocating, isolating, codependent relationships and turn them towards the greater community group. Remember that the more people you can count on, the better. Once we get through the intense, disruptive energies on Monday, the rest of the week will be easy peasy. Tuesday morning, the energy pushes us to give up our competitive, individualistic, ego-driven outlook and seek out the power of the collective environment. Being an active participant in a greater community can bring feelings of peace and acceptance over the long term. It is advisable to tackle unfinished business or chores before Mercury retrogrades on April 1st. Take time to clean the air, including your personal relationships. The rest of the week is very laid back. On Thursday, you can schedule spontaneous outings with friends. If you're looking for love, you may be able to find someone who is slightly rebellious, but also responsible and dependable. That should be a lot of fun. The quality of time of the upcoming solar eclipse on April 8th indicates that ignorance and denial of reality can become a real problem. Better tackle it now because the sextile of Venus and Uranus on March 28th offers excellent opportunities to get a deadlocked situation moving again. You may feel depleted and withdrawn on Saturday, but don't push it. Enjoy a cheerful brunch with family and friends instead. Suspicion and deception could become evident on Sunday, so use your detective and investigating skills to get to the truth. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back, and we're talking about the eclipse. So I've designed some different methods for you to access your hidden reservoir, that reservoir of knowledge that will help you gain insight and that can illuminate your path forward. As you know, The recording tonight is being recorded, and you will be able to download the archive, because you might want to use this right through eclipse season. So let's begin. We're going to start with dreams. Dreams are a gateway to the unconscious. In the days and nights surrounding the eclipse, we got four of them. So we have two now. We got tomorrow's and April 8th, and then we have the two in October. So, in the days and nights surrounding eclipses, pay particular attention to your dreams. Are they usually vivid? Are they filled with symbolism? Do they stay with you long after you wake? These are not random images from your sleeping mind, but they are a potent message from your subconscious. I'm getting light flashes. I want you to know that I might lose power because we just had 18 inches of snow. If I do, I'll make sure that this recording gets into the archives. Dreams might produce anxieties for unresolved issues with your connections. Look for messages for insecurity, unspoken desires for connection with people, or for imbalances in give and take dynamics of your partnerships. These dreams can offer invaluable insights on where to focus your healing energy, along with how to create harmonious relationships. Then we have resurfacing memories. Boy, I've been having a lot of them since I moved up here. The veil between the conscious and unconscious. Old memories, especially those with a strong emotional charge, might bubble to the surface. Explore how these connections connect to your karmic patterns and lessons from your soul's journey. So if you have a resurfacing memory, ask yourself what you learned from it and what it really was about. And that will help you a lot. Creative bursts. Don't be surprised if your dreams offer a flash of inspiration. Pay attention to images, melodies, or even parts of a dialogue that will surface. These may be the seeds of future paintings, poems, books, math problems, project ideas, just waiting to take form. The language of the universal sign and symbolism beyond the dreams and intentional divination. So you need to know what the symbolism is, which I can always tell you if you send me an email. And then intentional divination is when you sit down and decide to meditate on the dream and let your body tell you what it was all about. The heightened energy of an eclipse can amplify and strengthen our sensitivity to everyday magic. Pay attention to subtle clues that may be filled with meaning. Then there's animal symbolism. Notice a particular animal keeps crossing your path, whether in waking life, in art, or even in your dreams. Research is traditional symbolism. It could offer a message related to its associated qualities, strength, transformation, resilience. For example, if you constantly see owls, which is my trademark, the owl is, it is a symbol of wisdom and discernment. It may be telling you that you should be focused more on your intuition during this eclipse. I like an owl because, as I said, it can always see in the dark. Repeating numbers. Sequences like 111, 111, that's intuition. I'll give you all of them. 222 is alignment. 333 is support. 444 is protection. 555 will reflect changes, coming changes. 666 is reflection, healing, and karma. I want to go back to 555 because that also can have to do with children and changes coming to them. 777 is your luck. 888 is always infinity, always good balance, always in order. 999 is releasing and your endings, completions. These are believed to be the signposts or nudges from your guides. So stop, take a deep breath, and check in with your intuition when you notice these patterns. Some people find synchronicities around their birthday or other meaningful numbers that are particularly potent. My tune, I have three. 3:31 was the hour that my second son was born, and that was a miracle birth. So 3:31 has been a good number for me. Also 10:20, and that's the birth of my firstborn. And then for some reason, 10:19, which is my mother's birthday. Those are my three numbers, but I have a couple more as well. I'm sure you do too. And then there's the gut feeling. Your gut feeling, some people find their usual Some people find their usual logic sense disrupted during an eclipse. You may receive a strong sense of intuition about a person or a situation. Pay attention to these downloads or flashes of insight, especially if they persist and evoke a strong emotional response. Sometimes journaling about these gut feelings can help you understand their meaning or help you see things more clearly. So now I'll give you some relationship insights for decoding patterns. Now pay close attention to the many ways this eclipse will affect your connections and your relationships. Do you attract partners who have similar flaws or trigger the same result, insecurities within you? This eclipse will reveal the underlying patterns and enable you to be able to break the cycle once and for all. Sudden endings, breakups, fallouts, or even a feeling of disconnection with an existing relationship can highlight a shift of energy. Now, sudden endings can also be being let go of a job and not see that coming. Occasionally, the fulfillment of a soul contract creates opportunities for connections that enhance your personal development. Instant connections or meeting someone new who feels deeply familiar could also indicate a rekindling of a soul connection from either this lifetime or a past one. This eclipse favors bonds that support you on your soul's journey, bringing a sense of ease and recognition. I had a friend that I knew was a past life connection because I had such a deep, instant feeling. And then my girlfriend just met someone that they have a connection to. They both do at the same time. And they can't get talk enough with each other, but they know it's past life. It's so much fun and so interesting to understand the chemistry. Then there's the inner reflections. Eclipses often expose our inner landscape as much as they do our relationships. Do you find yourself having deep-seated fears about love, about patterns of self-sabotage, or beliefs about your worthiness? These signals present opportunities for healing, and they're precious. For you to be aware of this at all is precious. Take these following rituals for empowerment. Don't merely be a passive observer of the eclipse energy. Harness it. Lasso it in. Here are some good practices for you. Good practices that you can do. Cord cutting. Some of you may have heard of cord cutting. Some of you may practice doing it when you're healing others. But you can do it with yourself. Imagine energetic cords connecting you to a vast relationship, an outdated belief, or a limited pattern. Visualize cutting the cord. And you always cut it at the solar plexus. You cut the cord with love and feel yourself stepping into radiant freedom. Forgiveness is liberation. Forgiving others who have brought you pain is an act of focused self-love. It releases you from the burdens of resentment and opens you up to a more positive experience. And you can manifest aligned love. That's a great love. Managing the energy to revision your ideal relationship. How do you, can you do it? You can create a vision board. A vision book. Excuse me. And you can journal about the qualities that you desire and hold a strong intention to attract a partner who will be the catalyst for your growth and a mirror to your potential. All you light workers out there, I feel this eclipse has stirred something within you. Perhaps it's just a gentle ripple. A sharp pain of recognition, or a deep yearning for change. No matter how this cosmic energy has touched your heart, there is one thing we can all be sure of. Transformation is at hand. I'm going to take a break now, and we'll do the half-hour break. I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more, there is more than a day. Between day and night, between black and white, there is more, there is more than gray. Between the question and the answer, there's the silence of the sea. Between the cradle and the grave, there is the someone that is me. Between yesterday and tomorrow, there is more. Dream your day. between yesterday and tomorrow.
That was Barbara Streisand, and In Between Yesterday and Tomorrow. And is the most perfect eclipse song. It really is. Remember, no matter how this cosmic energy has touched your heart, there's one thing that we all can be sure of. Transformation is at hand. Allow the scales of Libra to find their echo within you. Are you clinging to situations that no longer serve you? Are you out of fear? Are you in the unknown and scared, or perhaps a distorted sense of obligation? Are you holding back voicing your ideas and beliefs for the sake of pleasing others? That's very Libra. This would be sacrificing your authentic light to maintain artificial harmony. I'm going to say that again. This would be sacrificing your authentic light to maintain artificial harmony. So in summary, this eclipse is not about destruction, but it's about revelation, inner revelation. It shines a light on your shadows, your hidden blocks, and what you don't see, and what you don't see coming. And it asks you to step bravely into a more whole, more empowered version of yourself. Yes, that might involve endings. Sometimes we need to outgrow certain connections and loving, gracefully letting them go so that we can open up the air for new ones, more aligned with our growth, and that we can blossom. Other times, the endings can be internal, a limiting belief, a self-sabotaging pattern, a habit of self-diminishment. This eclipse cycle between 2023 and 2025 is writing a new chapter in your soul history, your book of life. The shifts you are feeling now may be intense, but they are ultimately propelling you towards your higher potential. In other words, you're in the middle of ascension, and you might not know it, you might not feel it, but that's what we're doing. Embrace the lessons. Sit with the uncomfortable questions your soul is whispering to you. Use your intuition, your connection to the divine, and your support of this program, BBS Radio, and your light workers community. Let's Find Out supports you and supports all of these changes. And we're trying to guide you and to help you step lightly along the way. Remember, within your heart lies unlimited wisdom and a soul strength gained over many, many lifetimes. Tap into this energy and honor the pull towards whatever the eclipse has stirred within you. As you navigate these next 3 weeks to the greater Uranus-Jupiter wave of transformation, remember, you're not alone. We are all coming with you, and we are happily joining you. And this great Uranus-Jupiter transformation is coming on April 20th. Everyone in the world is being shaped by this cosmic energy. Share your experiences. Seek support. Celebrate your breakthroughs. Slow, steady progress is still progress. Honor the big leaps as well as the subtle shifts in your mindset and in your relationships. Love is at the core of this energy. Love is at the core of your being, of your soul. Even as the shadow are being revealed, Be compassionate with yourself and with whose path you cross. All of your answers lie within. Quiet your mind, listen to your heart, and trust the nudges of your spirit. The full power of this eclipse is still unfolding within you, and it will be until the end of the cycle in 2025. May you walk through and navigate this time at hand with grace, courage, and the unwavering knowledge that you are on the right path to the most radiant, aligned, and divinely expressed self. May this full moon in Libra illuminate your way forward. I'm sure it'll be beautiful. Now, I was going to finish the evening with an update of predictions through the end of August, but I am going to go ahead with the meditation now. I will give this to you next week from mid-April to the end of August. My revision and add-ons to the predictions, because it's going to be a heavy time. We go through two eclipses, and then we go through the Uranus-Jupiter transit, and then Jupiter moves into Gemini in May. So we have a lot coming, a lot more to go. And now you have something to look forward to. So we're getting ready for our meditation. We're going to hear Elizabeth sing Let Peace Be on Earth with the West Point Choir. And then we'll hear William, and we'll finish with Richard. As usual. Dear, dear Richard. Gosh, he's so talented. Thank you for listening tonight. We'll be back next week. The first week. No, it's Easter. So maybe I'll pre-record. But we will be back next week with a lot of information. Love you all. Have a wonderful week. And good night.
My window.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart.
as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world. for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.